Oh, yes.
Read that and read that.
Solid sterling. Inlaid with gold. I see. It is very, very handsome.
Don't you look at it with beauty?
That really is. That certainly is. 1848. Well, good for you. I think that's something to be very proud of.
My sister finished that, but she's not going to get it. She got more money than I have. Mm-hmm. Now, she couldn't buy her own, all right. My daughter finishes that. She may get it. My granddaughter finishes that next year, and she thinks she's going to get it. It's according to how she does, whether I get
see.
It.
Well, that's very handsome.
And it says on there, it's produced by the Franklin Mint, you know, the Franklin Center. Mm-hmm. And this tells you how to take care of it.
But you don't use a cleaner because it's...
Yeah, and then you can get that frame to put on the board. Mm-hmm. I'm paying for it by every now and then. And they sent out a book...
I think you mentioned on the phone how much it...
cost $157.
$157 for the rest. You know, yeah. I'm looking at it, and I keep forgetting the tape.
You ask me what you want. You know, I don't know what all you want.
Well,
I've been jabbering.
Completely forgot about the tape. Would you explain to the tape what this
you know,
is?
That reminded me of the story. The tape was going on, and something happened, and it skipped a place, and something happened. When I was sick, I listened at it, and when it came out on the other end of the tape, they had to turn it backwards to get it.
Well, this so often happens. You better tell a tape what I have been seeing.
Well, I was just showing him my 125th anniversary plate from Ole Miss, the University of Mississippi. It's a solid sterling silver inlaid with 24-karat gold and with 1848 dates founded in the gold.
Very, very handsome, really. Something to be proud of.
Yeah, it cost $157 and a few cents. Mm-hmm. And it's put out by the Franklin Mint, Franklin Center, in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And the Franklin Mint, also, my son belongs to this. He faced so much month to belong to the Franklin Mint. And he sent me Mother's Day pendant. With Carlyle's quotation, "Who is it loves me and love me forever? My mother." And he sent me that for 1973 Mother's Day gift. Now ask me any questions you want.
Well, I'm going through your background, and I think I have your education straight. And your mother's parents, did they have much formal education?
My mother's parents, the railroad went along there, and the Thackers were one time very wealthy. And my mother's grandmother was a Thacker. And Thacker Mountain's up there, and there's a tower up there. And there's some mounds there where during the Civil War where they had cannon placed. They had some money, but my grandmother had, her name was Alice Adelia Thacker. And my grandfather, Chandler, was 25 years older than she was. And he came from Athens, Georgia. And some of them came here to Mississippi. And some of them went to Texas. And the railroad was being put down here. And they took Grandma from a ride down about Coffeyville or something like that on the train, gave her a treat. But he came up in here, and a lot of them, they settled up around Oxford, and some of them are buried in Yellow Leaf Cemetery. And he met her, and he got to going with her, and he married her.